Have you heard about Anchor? Well, actually you have. That is how I am recording my very own podcast. Let me explain. It's free. All the creative tools that you'll need to record your own podcast are right at your fingertips. You can use it right from your phone or your computer. It even distributes your podcast for you on platforms like Spotify and Apple Podcasts. You can even make money from your podcast. That's right, with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to get your voice out there into the world. So if you have something that you want to say, simple, it's easy. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. That's it. Welcome to Hearts and Stripes, your one-stop shop for all things military marriage. I hope our discussions and interviews equip you with the tools to start or grow a beautiful marriage as we address the benefits and challenges of marriage. I believe life's most precious moments are worth celebrating, so I'll help you design your marriage blueprint in alignment with your core values. Thank you for joining us, and remember to rate, subscribe, and review. Let's do this. Hello, hello, everyone. This is Bree, and you are in for a treat. This special Heart to Heart has one of my dear friends, someone I have watched and admired for a while, the one, the only, Becky Hoy of Brave Crate. Say hey to everyone, Becky.
Hi, everyone. Bree, what an intro. And coming from you, who is like the sweetest, happiest, most confident person I've ever met, you've just made my day now.
Oh, thanks so much. No, you are a rock star among rock stars. And that's why I'm super excited to have you here to kind of just talk, hear your story. That way you can share with our military married couple. So go ahead, give us your love story. Tell us a little bit about who you are.
Yeah. So, my love story. That's such a good way to put it. So I never intended to be a military spouse or an entrepreneur. Like, neither of those were a part of my life plan, and I'm a planner. So I met my husband, as you know. I met my husband actually while we were in high school. Isn't that like sickeningly sweet?
Yes.
We worked together in an ice cream shop of all things.
Oh yes, this is getting good, guys. Y'all paint the picture.
And this is actually pretty interesting. So my boss at the time, her name was Damaris, and I loved her dearly. She was like second mom to me. While we were in high school, she called it that Randy and I would get married one day. He was a customer and then ended up working with us there at the shop. And I thought she was crazy. We were not friends. We were not connected, really. And then after college, we reconnected and were married within like a year and a half. So Damaris is psychic or angel or something along those lines.
She called it. I love it.
She did call it. So when we were dating, Randy told me he was thinking about joining the Army. He was really serious about it. And then he did it, much to my surprise. And so I was in it at that point and kind of settled into military spouse life pretty quickly. He deployed about, I think, like 3 or 4 months after we were first married.
Wow, so, that's quick.
Yeah, it is quick. It is quick. We got married while he was in advanced training in AIT at Fort Eustis, Virginia, moved to Fort Bragg. And like on the way to Fort Bragg, we were talking to people in his unit and kind of heard, you know, how that works. You kind of hear the rumbling of an upcoming deployment. And so, you know, there I was, newly married in this new city in a, you know, brand new rental home, crying on the floor the day after my new husband left on deployment. Yeah. So, but, you know, I think a lot of people can probably relate to that kind of day zero of your first deployment countdown. And, you know, I'm a doer. I'm someone who really likes to get things done and stay focused. It just makes me feel good. And I was not doing that in the beginning of this first deployment. And I distinctly remember having a moment where I just came to my senses and said to myself, oh my gosh, Becky, like this is going to be your reality for the foreseeable future. Like deployment is now a part of your life. And I know it's lonely and overwhelming and difficult and that you miss him and you feel lost, but like you're figure this out, girl, because this is not changing.
Right.
Yeah. So I really quickly, you know, invested some time in connecting with other spouses who were doing deployment really well and spent some intentional time thinking about what works for me. How do I create systems and routines in my life that allow me to thrive in this season? Mm-hmm. And through all of that, I was able to kind of set up a lifestyle for myself during my spouse's deployment that allowed me to turn that season of separation from him into a time of immense personal growth, into a time of professional growth, into a time that my marriage grew in really new and exciting ways. And so I was that crazy person at homecoming who was like, deployment was so good for us. And I know it sounds absolutely—
I love it. No, that's great though. Wild,
but I really believed it. And so, you know, fast forward a couple of years and a couple of deployments, and one of my best friends is getting ready for her spouse's first deployment, and she's just overwhelmed. I don't know if you look, you know, ever at like Pinterest or the blogosphere, but a lot of what we see in the media about the deployment countdown experience on the home side is mm-hmm. overwhelmingly negative. It's a lot of stories about the difficulty and the challenge, but, and all of that is true. Like deployment, you know, it can stink.
Correct.
But
yeah.
I really, really wanted to kind of express to her how great of an opportunity that season could be for her, herself, for her to mm-hmm. grow, for her to evolve and create new rhythms in her life. And so I sent her a care package, and I sent her the tools that I used to keep myself organized, the tools that I used to invest time in self-care, like traditional self-care, like bubble baths and things like
yes.
that.
Yes.
I sent her treats. I sent her things that she could use, like books and stationery to stay connected with her spouse and grow her relationship. And as soon as I put that together, it was like just this spark went off in my heart. And I was like, oh my gosh, like I want every single one of my friends to get this. I want to be able to send a care package like this to all of my friends every month. And I would love for every military spouse to have access to something like this to look forward to every month and to shift their mindset away from just counting the days and wishing away the days during deployment and onto setting goals and trying to grow and evolve as a person during that season. And so I, you know, I'm not an entrepreneur, I'm an operations person, but Brave Crate kind of pushed me to explore my entrepreneurial side. And in January of 2018, we launched Brave Crate and started sending monthly deployment countdown boxes to military spouses around the country in the spring of that year. And since then, you know, we've had the opportunity to count down more than 1,200 months of deployment with individual spouses.
Yay! Yeah. Celebration. I love it.
I know. And, you know, it's just created this amazing online community of spouses who are committed to investing in their own well-being and their growth and their marriage during the season of deployment.
So Becky, that is amazing. Let's unpack that a little bit. Yeah. So you started off 3 months, you know, happily ever after has begun. You said, I do. It's you're in it. And he goes off and does a deployment and you go from a super low point to like, hey, you know, hate to use the cliche term, pulling yourself up by your bootstraps, right?
Yeah.
And like figuring out, how can I make this time mine? How can I like reclaim it and make it something that's positive for the both of us? Like, and I love how you thought about it from a personal growth perspective and also an opportunity for the two of you to grow even in your marriage. That was awesome. And I'm so grateful that you had to go through that experience, even though I'm sure it was a tough one, but it really sparks, it begins the framework for you establishing these routines for yourself so that you can then share with other people And I mean, lo and behold, now we have Brave Crate, and we are all like benefit, you know, we all benefit from that. So that is amazing.
Yeah, thank you. And I think it's really, it's powerful that you point out the idea of deployment being a season that can grow your marriage. It's not something that we think about often. And we tend to take this really, we as military spouses, and when I say we, I mean myself as well. It's really easy to take a reactionary approach to deployment countdowns and to think, this is just happening to me. And I'm going to just kind of deal with the struggle. I'm going to just sit on the struggle bus and let it happen to me until I need to, crash and Netflix binge for 2 days. And just kind of let it happen to me. But I think thinking of it as this opportunity, not just for personal growth, but for growth in your relationship is really powerful. Civilian couples who are not military affiliated at all, they don't get that opportunity to explore what it looks like to communicate over a long term, long distance, and how to speak their spouse's love language given that challenge, and how to express frustration over the distance without, leaving hurt feelings. And they don't get the butterflies at homecoming to get that kind of like first date experience. And really, shifting our mindset around that can really transform that season into something that can be really beautiful.
And see, that's what I love about Brave Crate. It changes the narrative. Like, I, for one, get super frustrated when military spouses are painted as the victim. Things happen to us, we have no control, or that, like you said, like deployment is just this horrible thing. Now, don't get me wrong, it is definitely something that people can go, can, they can choose to go through it in a way to where it is really horrible. However, Brave Crate and what you've created, that community, that Facebook group, it really allows us to shift our mindset and say, you know what? It doesn't have to be that picture that everyone else is painting. I can take control of this time. I can take control of this deployment, and I'm going to enjoy it, and I'm going to still live and take care of myself and get more organized. And I absolutely love that because that's how we go through deployments. We look at times apart and things that we go through in our military journey as opportunities. This is another opportunity. Like, my husband and I are going through one right now. He's in a training that is similar to a deployment, even though people have said like it's worse because he's here. So he's like
It's
a
so hard.
zombie. And it's like he's here, but he's not here. But I have just been like, no, I've set my expectations super low. Like, okay, I probably won't see you, but I'm using the time and I'm following with the Brave Crate and doing and, you know, just getting plugged in, getting organized, purging the house, like just using the time, right? And I love that this mentality is starting to shift because of Brave Crate and because of these communities who are not afraid to say, this deployment is not going to have me down. I'm going to rock it and I'm going to do it my way.
And we just don't get any of that time back. And so when I hear military spouses mentioning that they just want this time to be over and they just wish it was homecoming already, like, I get that. I want to see my spouse too. Like, I'm ready for that homecoming hug every single day.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't want to wish away these moments because this is a part of my life. I'm not getting this day back. And whether or not my spouse is deployed, I still have a choice about how I want to view this day and how I want to use it. And if I'm just checking days off the calendar and hoping that they hurry up and fly past me, I am literally wishing my life away. And that's just not where we want to be as military spouses.
I completely agree. So let's dive in. Becky, I know you have some amazing advice for us. So if there is one piece of advice that you could give our listeners to kind of help them with their deployment attitude or with being set up, to build a stronger marriage, stronger military marriage, what would that one thing be?
Yeah, so this is going to sound selfish. So I just want to prepare everyone for that before I say it. My number one advice is to recognize that you are the center of your deployment countdown.
Ooh, I
You
love that.
are at the center of the universe while you're counting down deployment. And I will unpack that for everyone.
Yes.
But really what I'm talking about is setting boundaries and focusing on your health and wellness and the health and wellness of your marriage above all else during your countdown. So can I dig a little deeper into
Yes,
that for you?
please
Is that okay?
do. Yes.
Okay. So if you're at home listening, I want you to like grab a piece of paper and a pencil because it might be helpful.
I've got mine too.
Okay, good. So I want you to draw a circle in the middle of your paper. And inside of that circle, I want you to like jot down the initials of your immediate family. So that's you, your spouse, and your children. That is the center of your deployment universe. Those are the people who are literally affected by the deployment. The deployment season has real impact, real tangible daily impact on your lives. You know, for your spouse, that means they are away from home, potentially in a hazardous or exhausting situation. You are recreating routines and systems. You've basically had to dig deep and, you know, find new ways to manage life in this season
Yeah.
temporarily. Your kiddos are dealing. So that's the center. Those are the people who are affected. Now draw a circle around the outside of that circle. So you've got one circle in the middle and a bigger circle around it. And
Got it.
inside that second circle, you can write the names or the initials of your friends, extended family. So that might be parents, grandparents, in-laws, aunts, uncles, cousins, you know, whoever you've got, whoever you're connected with, people who are connected to your family, but not a part of the immediate center. These are the people who are invested in your deployment countdown. They're not affected in the same way, right? They don't, you know, wake up in the morning missing the person they're used to sleeping next to.
Right.
You know, they're not overseas, but they are invested because they care about you and they love you and, you know, they want to care for you and be a part of this season. If you draw a final third big circle around that, you're going to put the names of acquaintances, random people, the person who checks you out at the grocery store, the Starbucks barista, that keyboard warrior, you know, on Facebook, that one friend from high school that you haven't spoken to in 20 years. Those are the people who are not affected, not invested, but just interested in your deployment countdown. There, and here's the thing about deployments that we in the military community don't always understand because they're so close to us. Everyone who sees a family going through a deployment, if they're not affected by deployments or at least invested because they know someone, they're gonna be interested, right? Because it's so foreign. Like, how could you not be interested in knowing what it's like to go through that? So here's where the boundaries come in. What I like to say is in with the good stuff and out with the bull stuff.
I like
That
it.
means if you're working from the middle of the circle going outward, the bull stuff, so the venting, the expectations, you know, the need to complain, the need to ask for information, it can all go out. Meaning your immediate family, those affected by deployment, it's okay to vent and complain to your extended family. It's okay to vent, to complain, and to set boundaries with people who are interested. But that doesn't work the other way around, right? So in with the good stuff. So those who are invested, they can complain outward to those who are just interested. But they don't get to complain inward to that center circle of the people affected. If you and your family are the ones actually on the home side or actually deployed, then you get to be the center of that universe and you get to set that boundary with those on the outer circles and say, hey, you know what? I don't really want to talk about deployment right now, or I'm not comfortable sharing that, or you know, I understand that you are really stressed because you're friends with my husband and you miss him, but I think maybe so and so would be a better person to talk to about that. You have ultimate boundary setting power. And those who are invested in the second circle, they get ultimate boundary setting power too with those who are further away from the situation.
Right.
So nothing but love, nothing but support going in, and nothing but kind of boundaries and really clear expectation going out. And by doing that, you avoid scenarios where military families, spouses, those who are deployed, feel like they need to shoulder and bear the weight of the deployment season for the people around them. And so when someone who's just interested in your deployment, like the person checking you out at the grocery store who somehow overheard your spouse is deployed, when they say something to you that might be triggering, like, I just don't know how you do it, or I don't know how you could ever do that. I would never be able to deal with my spouse being deployed. You get to politely excuse yourself from that situation. You get to step back and say, you know what, that crosses a boundary for me and I'm not engaging with that. And it works both directions. So I think setting those boundaries, having clear expectations, and remembering that preserving the health and wellness of your immediate family, who's not just interested, not just invested, but actually affected by the deployment countdown, it's so critical. And it's tough, right? It's tough to tell a mother-in-law or a father-in-law, hey, I can't share everything with you right now. Or hey, I don't want to, be on the phone every single day. Maybe a once a week phone call is better, but setting those boundaries is going to set you up for success in big ways.
That was amazing. So I've got my circle drawn. And you know what? It's a great visual reminder of, like you said, who is in the center of that universe, because the care really needs to happen right there in the center. And I think we forget about that. We get busy trying to please other people during deployment time or over inform, and that can get us in trouble. Come on, OPSEC guys. So I absolutely love this visual reminder of where our attention kind of needs to stay and the direction that the things absolutely need to go. I love it. And with the good stuff, out with the bull stuff. You guys heard it here.
There you go.
She's coining it though, guys. She's coining that. It's going on a
It's all,
t-shirt.
yeah.
Come on, Becky, put it on a shirt.
Here's the
And
thing.
be a
It does sound selfish, but the only way you're going to effectively care for your family and, super importantly, care for your deployed spouse is if you're setting those boundaries and remembering to preserve that family unit in that deployment season first. And setting those boundaries is going to set everyone in this situation up for success.
I agree. I completely agree. And it even helps the service member who is away, because that is in he that he or she is in the center. And I think when they have that peace of mind of knowing that those other individuals who are in that circle, in that center, are taken care of, they're mentally being taken care of, they're prioritizing taking care of one another, that puts them at ease, and that allows them to do what they have gone out to do. And I think it really does make an impact on the entire the big circle. When you set boundaries, people need boundaries, just like children. Children need boundaries. Grown-ups need boundaries. So I love
Yes,
that.
yes.
I absolutely love that. Well, that is fantastic. Thank you so much for giving us that visualization. I think this will absolutely help a lot of spouses and our military married couples just kind of put things in perspectives. It helps them prepare for a great deployment attitude. And like you said, be a little selfish, but for great reason, because we want to make sure that our marriage is end healthy and strong, like they're beginning the deployment. So thank you so much for sharing that, Becky.
Oh, you're so welcome. I hope it is helpful. And really, if you're listening, like take the time to actually sit and write that out so that you can ask yourself, in situations where you're feeling like you need to care for someone else who's, in one of those outer circles, can kind of pull you back in and refocus you on what's important.
Absolutely. So, Becky, before we let you go, please let everyone know how they can connect with you, how they can get their own subscription of the Brave Crate, and some exciting things you have going on the Facebook page.
Yeah, so you can find us on Instagram and on Facebook at Brave Crate or online at bravecrate.com. Right now, actually, one of the things we're really passionate about is the way that deployment can help you explore new ways to show love to your spouse. And so right now, if you head to bravecrate.com/lovenoteguide, you can download for completely free, just as our gift, you can download a 3-step guide for writing your own really, really good love note to your deployed spouse. And we've made it so simple. Literally, it's like Mad Libs. You're just going to fill in the blank and you're going to have a really great love note for your
I
spouse.
love
So you
it.
can head there to
Yes.
get that.
That is awesome. Thank you so much for offering that to our listeners.
Of
They
course.
are definitely going to want to get plugged in with Brave Crate. You guys check out the Instagram if you just want to see a sneak peek in what all Brave Crate has to offer. I mean, there is something for everyone. You're absolutely going to have at least one or two items that are your absolute favorites. I know every Brave Crate I'm super excited to get because oftentimes spouses we forget about ourselves. So when you get that subscription box in the mail, it's like, oh, it's not a bill, it's not junk mail, it's something special for me that was designed and with me in mind. And it's really awesome how well thought through each subscription box is. They have amazing themes. They come with step-by-step guides as to how to use the items in the box. So it's a full experience. So I encourage anyone, I'm a big Brave Crate advocate. If you haven't checked it out, at least take a look, try it for a month, even if you're not in going through a deployment. It may just be something special that you get yourself, treat yourself a little bit. Spouses, you are entitled to treat yourself. Just tell your
Heck
tell just tell
yes.
your significant other that I said so. It's fine. But
Putting
yes,
that on my fridge. Bree said I can do it.
absolutely. If anybody else needs a sticky note, put it on their fridge. Bree said I can treat myself. So yes, please get connected with Brave Crate. Check them out. The Facebook page is amazing, Instagram, but you're definitely going to want to go to bravecrate.com to check out those subscription boxes. Becky, you've been fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us on this Heart to Heart.
Bree, thank you so much for having me.
This podcast is sponsored by V Carol Events for wedding and event planning and design. Okay, everyone, it is time to EYS, earn your stripes. And I love how Becky's tip is right in line with reinforcing our structure, creating those boundaries and those rules in our relationships, which is so crucial, especially when your active duty member is deployed. So for this EYS, I want you to draw those circles. If you have to go back, rewind a little bit and listen to how she walks you through it. Grab your piece of paper. If you didn't do it while she was talking through it, draw those circles and remember, in with the good stuff and out with the bull stuff. You go ahead, create that deployment universe, create that structure and those rules that will help you go through your military marriage strong and healthy. EYS, I can't wait to see you post those pictures on Instagram. Make sure you tag us at BCarolEvents. That's right, we want to see you do it. Draw those circles, tag me. Tag Becky at Brave Crate. Tag us, EYS. Thank you for tuning in. Remember to rate, subscribe, and review. This is Hearts and Stripes. We are the few, the proud, that aim high and are forged by love. Always ready, always there. We are Mill Marriage Strong.